Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Apologize if you're on 85 right now and can't drive fast, because this song makes me want to drive fast.
Yeah, you could, but you rear end a whole lot of people.
Wow. You'd hit a dumper truck.
Don't do that.
And they're real truckers, too.
Yes, they are. I think I came up with a new word the other day, if that's even possible.
Please tell.
Well, I'll tell you in just a minute. I want to hear this part.
That is kind of sexy.
It's like cocaine porn music. Twelve in a row. It does sound messed up now.
It does. It's missing some distortion to it.
I don't know why it's like what it's doing.
I don't know what it's doing. I don't even know what kind of engine it is. I don't know. I send Fatboy the clips.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
It's like a universal clip service.
I'm going to have to use a different program to get that facilitated. I don't like this.
It sounds kind of watery.
You're not going to set me up for failure equipment. I'm trying to get into the State Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you are.
Is that what STAR stands for?
Oh, no, that's a separate organization. I've been trying to buddy up to those guys.
Bug out bag. Great Sturgill Simpson, everybody.
Brother Marshall, a.k.a.
Big Blank Daddy.
I like it.
I love it. You want to see a good performance, watch him perform this on Saturday Night Live. God bless. The whole band, it's like, that was so fun.
I've noticed people don't like when he experiments in concert, though. They like to hear the older stuff.
Oh,
well,
I see.
I guess the country fans that go to want to hear more country Sturgill, they don't like the wild stuff, quote unquote, like this.
Well, see, this right here sounds like something Doobie Brothers would have done. Like, it's like,
yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think of it as anything like that. God, what is the? Thank you. I was about to say 3 minutes in. There's an S bomb. A hard one, too. A hard S-bomb.
Ooh.
I didn't think we'd get that far. When I saw that note, I'm like, we ain't going to get that far.
I was like, at 3 minutes, need to take out that bad word. It's a real bad word, man.
Can't say it.
Good job, Fat Boy.
I love how kids 10, 11, 12 years old can say it right now, out in public in front of their parents. But I can't say it on the radio.
That's a solid point. Like, I was watching something the other day, and they said it, and it wasn't the news, and it wasn't, you know, like something on Netflix or whatever. Oh, I know what it was. It was British news. Oh, yeah, I was doing some preparatory lessons for Best Damn Audio. I was looking for some audio. And I think they say it over there. They say the S word. Much like, you know, they call cigarettes different things over there.
Oh, yeah. They call each other.
They have a weird kind of pudding over here. You'd never want to mention you would eat.
Figgy?
You are. But
I didn't ask where you went last night.
But like, I would love to, like, I know, and here come the texts. I already know. Like, why are you so consumed? And the reason I'm so consumed with not being able to say the S word is no one could tell me why. Because they say, well, it's community standard. I want to go into the community this afternoon, Fat Boy. Well, it's too hot today. Maybe next week.
Yeah, it is.
I want to go out in the community, boots on the ground, and I want to walk up to people, and I just want to look at them. I want to put a microphone in front of their face and say, I just want to say the word. I want to watch their reactions. Like, I want to say if they say
stuff.
Say it back to me, or if they say, did you do it? Or are they offended? Because no one can explain that. No one.
That's the one in network TV. You could get away with once, like once an episode. That's what it's becoming.
Yeah, but like,
it's not quote unquote bad anymore. Not that word.
But like with you know, going back to the hard F bomb from Trump yesterday, like,
oh wow, all over the place.
Oh, it was.
I got it. If you want to relive it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't know if everybody heard it. You want to play it? Real
Since
quick?
He said it, we could say it, all right?
Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. When I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
If we played that uncut, I don't think we'd get in trouble because there's a way you use the word.
That was a chair.
Like if it's not an adjective or descriptive.
Right, like that. That's the thing. But then you can have stuff, things, words, phrases taken out of context, and yeah. If it stands by itself, it sounds way worse. Like I'm glad. First off, if I had a newspaper show, that would not make sense. But I'm glad everything I say is not in print because you could take some of these sentences right now that I'm saying and just
they don't get them right anyway.
Bury me with.
They try to guess on them with the transcripts and whatnot.
Yeah.
But
and none of the sign language people really know what they're saying. They're all being busted now. Sign language is not even a real thing.
They made it up.
No, it is, but a lot of them are lying.
Can you imagine if that's true?
Well, no one there even thinks to say, well, let's get a deaf person in here and make sure you really say what.
You got to verify.
No one knows. Plus, you try to call them. They can't hear the phone ring. It's tough.
I had a deaf cousin. When the phone rang, a light would go off. The light bulb.
That makes sense.
Same thing with the doorbell, too.
Same thing here in the studio.
Or Paige's cell phone.
How about during the January 6th hearings when they were playing those videos? F this and F that on daily news.
But so with his hard F right there, by the way, and also Fat Boy, you're the P1 soft F. You really are.
Yeah.
Soft-hearted Fat Boy.
Really am.
So used as a adjective, it's more permissible than by saying we are going to go. Well, what if we if he's like, hey, we're going to go over there and hard F them up?
I think it depends on who you are, because I'm basing this is based off the Bono situation when he said it during the Grammys, and they're like, you know what, he didn't use it as a descriptive like adjective to describe an overt act, he just used it.
But what if, you know, like oftentimes I've said this to, and only men, by the way, I will say, I've said to,
air fryer's back.
Well, are they ready?
Onion ring's ready.
I'll bring it back.
Or whatever part.
Certain people can break through on my phone if, you know, so that was what that was.
It's probably, you know, Duke.
Yeah.
Saying, hey.
Hey, don't use all the power anymore.
Don't tax the grid today like you did yesterday.
Don't let her use the air fryer.
Grid taxer.
Don't let her use the air fryer. But let's say, like, hey, man, meet me outside. I'm going to beat the S out of you. I really wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Especially if I'm really kicking their ass and I'm kicking the crap out. I'm getting all over my boots.
You don't want to do that to
me. I don't want to do that to you.
Plus, we're all out by the time we would get there after getting called out. Yeah. You know, if it's 10:30, we're
like
out.
When Stone Cold says he wanted to stomp a mud hole and walk it dry, like maybe he really wanted to literally beat the S, a hard, soft S.
Oh, he did.
Out of someone. But then he was going to be, to walk it dry, I think he was going to wrap toilet paper on his boots and then walk it dry for them. So if he beats the ass out of you, at least he's going to clean up afterwards.
He is always talking about laying his ass in. That's what he says. You got to lay your ass in.
Yeah. You got to lay some boots into that ass.
And the fact that we can't even say
that
it is
bizarre.
I mean, come on.
But it's so, I don't, you know, I'm going to feel comfortable enough to say this. And the longer I say it, I don't. But you dump out if you do. If you think need possible. But like at that.
Oh, this is always fun.
No, it's not. It makes me feel like I'm naive or whatever. But like if I'm sitting here saying I'm gonna beat the S out of you.
Yeah.
99.99999% of you know the S word. Many of you are puzzled. To you I say, welcome to America.
Puzzled people.
But Most people, so it's in your head. The thought's in your head. It's almost like you heard it say it. When people would talk about oftentimes on the news and they would say, so-and-so was recorded, Morgan Wallen, blah, 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 saying the N-word. You just said it.
Yeah, certain letters.
Only that's certain words, they will not. They will just go a homophobic slur or a racial slur. But with that one, they feel that it's comfortable to say. We don't want to get calls at the news station asking which racial slur it was, so we'll give you the first letter. Like, what? What? Well, so yeah, what is the cause and effect?
Those three letters, S, F, and N, you know what words they're trying to tell you. Like those well, come to mind
the
first.
W, it means not safe for work.
Yeah. What does that mean now, though?
Nothing wrong. S page, NSFW. Quickly.
I don't know. NS, what?
NSFW.
What does it mean?
Not safe for...
Women? Nope.
Not safe for women.
Well, come on. You there. Go. Be confident. You feel it. Say it. You're second-guessing yourself, Paige.
No, you're there. You're so close.
Not
so you're one of the 0.1111% because you, I said, and everyone would know. This is incredible.
I love what she does. It. She'll just look at you.
She's just beaming through me right now.
Like she'll stare at you.
NSFW, you said just a moment ago, and we're not making fun of you. Don't think that. So trust your heart. You said.
Not safe. For listening.
Oh my God.
Listening starts with an L.
I don't know.
Ha ha ha. Come on. So close.
I will
Hey!
I was about to say, it won't go to break till you get it.
I can't play the thing and mess up.
All right, good morning, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Good. Happy, I'm going to verify it, Wednesday. I figured out earlier what that was. I watched wrestling yesterday. So... You know, that was the mindset. Like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it today.
This is my Monday. You'll be very confused.
Yeah, if I don't have the scrubber, I can't watch it. I got to have the scrubber so I can see what I'm going through.
Do you have, this is a personal question, if you don't want to answer it, I understand it. Do you have Netflix with ads?
I do not. I've got the bougie. Premium. Netflix.
God,
only because it's lumped into my internet package.
Really? Let me tell you, I had a.
I'm top dog.
I started thinking that I was like, you know what, the difference, the price differential on this doesn't make that sense. And I don't mind the break. I don't mind the break.
They don't kill you on ads, really.
Yeah, mm-mm. You get up and go to the bathroom. Yeah,
I figure. I wish there was a way, and maybe some of the. Well, they wouldn't know this. Help me, though, fat boy. Like, would newer vehicles that have the technology to identify what they're listening to, you know what I'm saying?
Like when they made it, or not the made, the like, RS feed.
Yeah. Okay.
RDS, I meant. Yeah.
Would they be able to put something on there that would show when commercials were about to end?
Like a time. I don't know.
Because they would know when a rejoin was starting in the background. I don't know. That'd be kind of. I love if I'm watching something, and it's got the little circle at the top, and I'm like, okay, I can run down there and change underwear real quick and get back and find out if Lamont is able to sell that Schiffer
Road. Grab yourself a beverage or get a snacky snack.
Yes. Drop a deuce.
Change underwear.
Drop a trace.
You could actually drop them pretty quick.
I do it like it's hot. I've also,
it's like a talent.
It's like a.
You don't want it hot down there.
When you work at it, like, I was thinking the other day about, like, imagine. A friend of mine had some surgery. He said that he was in surgery for, I don't want to embellish. I want to say it was like 10 plus hours. And I was like, just thinking about, like, the doctor that's sitting there working with his hands. Hopefully he's not getting his feet up on the table. He's working with his hands over and over again for like all that time. And he's like, well, they tag out, go have a smoke or go to the bathroom or have a meal or whatever. And I was like, now that's even weirder, though, to think about someone's like, God, where's Neil at?
Especially if it's like a cardiac surgery.
Damn it.
Can we get some damn decorum when it comes to our doctor?
I got a hot pocket with my name on it. If someone doesn't steal it out of the break room.
Ham and cheese, too.
Neil's late again. I'm trying to put this heart valve on or whatever. He's from a pig, I think.
It's a pig valve.
It's a pig valve. And then he's not here. And I won't barbecue because I see this pig valve. Oh, it's got to be just strenuous.
He's in VTAC, Neil. You got to get the paddles. Shock his heart. Where are you at?
I'm a doctor, though. I shouldn't have to work this long at a time.
Yeah, that's why I'd say, like, come on, man.
That's one of the great things about doing those kind of things is, like, you like, man, I can just come and go as I please. You're going to be there when I come back.
Somebody else tag in.
Patience. Tag me in, coach.
So, you know, it's...
That would suck. Or you're sitting there like... Your stomach's tore up, that's always my go-to.
Does that happen during surgery?
I mean,
I know women take a dump when they have kids.
Well,
like, what if you know you're a?
You try having a baby, fat boy.
What if you're?
I felt like I did yesterday. An onion ring baby.
Oh man,
that sounds awful. But I mean,
oh, I was.
Let me Google and make sure that's not a.
Well, you know what?
Smell.
I'm glad you said what you just said because it just. Threw a little filter on me, and I'm glad you said what you said, because, boy, mine was, mine yesterday was rough. I'm stillborn. Oh, my God.
You know, it's not, well, I can't say that. Never mind.
Yeah, I know. It's fun to have a filter.
We don't need to go that way.
I'm going to run for president just so I can cuss.
It was rough.
So appropriate.
Yeah, I'm done with, I never liked onion rings anyway, but I'm definitely not going to eat them anymore. That's over. Not happening. So we got to do something else.
Not but, even a blooming? I ruined your onion.
I'm not an onion person. I don't like them diced, dicked, however you say it. I don't like them, you know.
Diced is not dicked. You didn't put a K in it.
I usually ask without them because I don't like them. Unless they're – it's really weird.
I'll tell you what I was thinking of.
I was thinking of the end of Saturday morning cartoons when it'd come on and I would always laugh and my mom would get pissed when it'd go – Deke. You remember that?
Yes.
Dick Clark Industries.
The DIC.
Yeah, it would come on and go,
and you would
Deke. I'd laugh. It ain't funny.
Matthew.
I think she went to the library and looked up what Deke was. Does anybody remember that outside this? Do you remember it, Paige? I don't even know how to find the audio. I don't want to look up Dick Audio.
I think I can find it.
Deek Audio?
I know what you're laughing at.
It was at the end of the cartoon?
Yeah, it was a lot of cartoons. I want to say that it was because she did look it up or something.
I remember the dog at some...
Oh, this was like at the, you know, at the end, like... Remember...
I got it.
TV shows like Hunter and...
Hunter?
Stephen J. Cannell. He was sitting there... Throw the paper at the end. I love those little things.
That's awesome.
That was it, right?
No. Well, it's not saying it.
Oh, do you see how it's shaped?
Dude, that...
Oh, that was definitely
that
on
was,
purpose.
That was on purpose. That right there, what you just showed, that's not the original one. That's someone made Deke look like one.
Wait, hang on now. Letters.
They made it look like a ding-a-ling.
I don't know what's real or not because now there's a clip of B. Arthur on Judge Judy. I'm like, what?
What?
That's got to be some AI stuff,
that's
right?
That's got to be.
What? See, I don't like this world we're in right now.
Let me try this one. Hang on a second. It's coming toward the
I've met there. Famous people that in the future people go, you didn't meet him. You made that on Snapchat.
Let's see if this one's it. This was after American Bandstand.
Yes. What is going on? A Mandela effect. Deke.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Hang on now. Might be different.
I need Paige, get Rob Young on the phone. He would know this. He's Mr. Pop Culture. That's that onion ring again, man.
I don't think. Let's see if this.
It's gotta suck to work at the clock.
How they shortened them?
I feel Mandela affected.
Was it you? All right, here's Deke. Like an early one. Let's see here.
I don't know how to Google this.
Nah, see, that's from the 70s.
This is unbelievable. What is happening?
How many freaking ones
No are one there? Is texting in that they remember it either. And I'm feeling emotional right now, guys. I feel like I remember something that didn't happen.
I got one more option. Hang on a second.
Okay, someone did text in, look up the end of Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Was that it?
No, we didn't do it.
Then, all right, let me look it up. Hulk Hogan.
I'm really affected by this right now because this is my childhood. We're talking about it's all a lie. They got me with the Berenstain Bears first off. And that was one of my favorite books. It was all a lie.
It really was. Berenstain. Did I say it wrong? Let's see here.
Okay, y'all. There was no K on it. It was.
I found
it. I feel like y'all talking to tech. Yeah, but it looks like the animation.
Oh, it is. Hang on. Coming up. Why was that not?
I feel vindicated. I feel
Matthew!
Like I just grew wings and are floating around the room right now. I'm like Uncle Arthur. Golly, that was great. Deke. Yeah. I've never wanted to hear a kid say Deke so much in my life. Wow.
God, I forgot all about that.
I was seeing Fruit of the Loom with the cornucopia. I was seeing all those lies.
Those are so good. Like the one that used to come on after Saved by the Bell. I forgot the name of the company, but that was a good one too.
Deke. It ain't funny, Matthew.
Yeah, 1990.
What was the one? Oh, yeah. They don't do those anymore.
They don't do it. The rappers do it now with producers. They'll come on and say, hey, what's up? My name's Mike Will. I made this. Or DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, anything.
He didn't have Quincy Jones going on the beginning of every Michael Jackson song going, Quincy Jones.
Like, I know Diddy was the first one that, you know, like.
Yeah, you're right.
Suge said, producer got to be all up on the record.
He'd just be in the background doing his arm back and forth with his Roleon, which looks like a hand gesture. Kenny G.
Ooh, that was like it. That. I was like, ooh, that's a nice little touch. At the end of every Saved by the Bell.
That's Stephen J. Cannell.
Deke.
Deke. Oh, I want to go back and listen to that. That was a pure moment of glory in my heart and soul.
And I want to hear it again. Let me cue it up.
And it felt like there were 10,000 people in here when we all just erupted with the
Deke.
Yeah, I know what you guys are trying to do.
Look, I'm doing like The Rock right now. I got the chill bumps on my arms. That was awesome, man. I don't care if... Screw every text that's saying that this is stupid.
Screw them.
That was fun.
Screw
personally.
Everybody. All the time.
Trying to find it.
Enjoy our enjoyment for once.
Bring back sounds.
Bring back sounds. We're in an industry called radio. We're trying to bring back sounds.
Secret sound game.
And I'm glad that you watched a heck of a lot more TV than I did.
We knew it was going to pay off. They said, don't watch it. It's going to rot your brain. Well, guess what? It paid off.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't watch it because it was. I didn't have a TV in my room, and I didn't want to sit and watch Murder, She Wrote and all the stuff.
What? Had like 14 horses, a lake house, a beach house, but you didn't have a TV. Liar.
Dude, Angela Lansbury was great. Why would you not want to watch it?
I didn't get a TV till I was a lot older.
And it had four channels, right?
It's okay you didn't know it, Paige. You don't have to fabricate a lie around
it. No, yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that I wish I would have watched more TV back in the day.
Do it with me. I'm gonna do the sound.
I wish I did.
There we go. This guy.
That's why she bought a $10,000 TV.
That's right.
Making up for not having one.
I sent this to Fat Boy the other day. I did not want to say it on the radio, but I'm going to now since you kind of pissed me off. The TV that you bought long, long time ago that you paid $10,000 for.
10 G's.
The same.
Now worth a dollar.
The same television can be bought on Amazon right now. $1,640 for free delivery.
Yeah.
That sucks, doesn't
it? It's probably an 8K too.
I mean, I get it. It's like, I remember when microwaves were like $49, and I remember my mom and dad paid $750 for their first microwave because it was revolutionary.
TVs cost less than BJ's these days.
I know, and this is going to shock you.
The wholesale club.
I have a smaller TV now, just a 50-inch.
That's what I got.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Now, I've got one. She's probably got like three or four in the mountain house.
No, I do. I
got two in my condo.
In the mountains, we don't watch TV at all. What? We don't even turn it on.
What do you do at night? Just like read?
Play Parcheesi.
Parcheesi.
I just listen to music, or, you know, if I watch TV, it's probably YouTube. I'm just so bad.
They play a big...
They go out and look for some...
There's some lightning bugs and some scissoring.
That's the way you can talk about men's privates today,
We're talking, Paige. Listening.
You can just say, I want to... You know what I could use right now, girls? Some...
Okay.
Try that with your friends today at work. Not you, Fat Boy. You don't have friends at work, but people that have friends at work. Just walk up to them and go... and see if they drop a deke on you.
Deke.
It was fun.
Love it.
I love this, too. 50% of the audience loved this. Bringing back member berries, guys. I loved being on that journey with you. I don't get this. This is stupid. Why do you guys keep saying dick? We're saying deke.
People are remembering it. Cool Hand Luke. P1JP, man.
That was fun, man.
We ain't going back that far.
Give me energy. All right, Paige.
Yes, sir.
Channel my energy. Tell us what's going on in the Plex.
You know, I had a nightmare yesterday.
Listen.
It was very disturbing. But there is a study out, and this even makes me feel worse, that nightmares can kill you. We'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Well, what was your nightmare? Another neighbor asked if he could orally satisfy you in the parking lot?
No.
One, two, I want to fillet you.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well,
thank you, Mater.
There's a new study out that found that too many nightmares can kill you. I hate to do that to you, but I've had nightmares before that were very scary.
Mm. Like you woke up flat-chested? That would be my nightmare, too.
No, but it had something to do with my chest.
Go ahead. Hold on. Yeah. Do we need musical accompaniment?
I think
it was really scary when I lived in this apartment.
We got to get the orchestra together.
You said it was scary.
I had this horrible nightmare. I remember there were shadow people in this place. Had this horrible nightmare.
Like from Ghost? They come up out of the drains and stuff?
Like I'd see dark people.
That's not fair, Paige.
Yeah, hang on now.
Just
I see white ghosts.
See color in my ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts are usually like black and white, so I can't tell you.
It's not like you get it out of the corner of your eyes, like you're not seeing a whole person there. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's very alarming.
If you get one on the corner of your eye, I understand you go pee on the corner and it'll go away.
I saw that one. I swore there was a person looking in my window, but there was nobody there.
Is it possible it was a booger in the corner of your eye?
Sleepy? No.
So I was asleep, and I was fighting to wake up, and I couldn't wake up, and it felt like somebody was above me pressing my chest down, and I couldn't wake up, like pressing me.
It must have been freaking Gunther Schlierkamp or
was
Lee
it someone trying to tune in Tokyo, perhaps?
And I felt like if I didn't wake up, I was going to die.
It must have been
very scary.
Must have been the bodybuilder Jay Cutler trying to get it'd be somebody big.
I moved out of that place and
Phil Cutlets.
The next couple of nights, I heard the vacuum turn on by itself.
Your husband trying to give you a little nudge.
Way before the husband.
And I'm giving you a sign right now.
I actually woke up and
use this damn thing.
Heard the vacuum going.
That ain't gonna suck itself, Paige.
And then I went out and the vacuum was it wasn't running at all. So I would just hear things. Like, it was really creepy, so I moved out of that place.
God, I wish we had the harmonizer right now.
Oh, wait, man.
That's two separate places you moved out of? It was the same place.
I've known you for 25 years.
This is the same place. It's the only place that I've ever lived that I would say that was alarmingly haunted.
Just for future reference, if you wake up and think somebody's pressing your chest, it's not happening.
They probably are. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not us doing it.
Not us. But we did roofie you in your coffee this morning.
We did.
All right.
We're not CPR in your chest.
I can take a nap. All right. So
Doing this, a job shadowing program.
This study.
Didn't know how to tell you.
I do snore, though. It wouldn't be good.
Oh, well.
Or I've heard I snore.
I'd buy a car from you.
Somebody's messing with you.
Anyhow, well.
So was this used in a real, in the movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Damn, I didn't know it got so, like. It sounds like some kind of damn vampire video game you'd be playing or something.
However, the person that said I snores louder than I ever did. So I think that.
They're trying to pass it off.
Deflecting. Mm-hmm. Deflecting.
Yeah. Did your husband ever go turn the dishwasher on? They kind of say, hey, buddy. He's over there flushing the toilet. Don't forget to flush.
He was the worst. And I remember I would.
Shake the handle.
He was so tired. And I know he was so sweet. Every time he'd come over and he'd hold me and it got hot and I couldn't breathe.
How's he holding you?
Sneak out of the bed and go sleep in the other room because I was so tired.
And then was he using you as a body pillow?
Yeah. And then here comes the dog. And then here he comes. Where'd you go, babe? And he's holding me again.
I'll tell her to get in the chicken wing. That's how I hold her. Wait a second.
Look at her. She's dying laughing right now.
Do people with big boobs have snoring problems?
Paige, do you want to answer this? Or do you want me to do it?
I don't think I have snoring problems. He just said, well, you do too. You snore.
I don't snore.
I don't hear me snoring.
I've awakened myself snoring before I had my tonsils taken out. I'd wake myself up.
I probably could because I sleep on my back. And people that sleep on their back, I don't.
Well, I don't know how you would either way, actually. Like, is your head ever touched the pillow?
Like, are they falling to the side if you sleep on your back?
No, I have a lot of pillows on the bed, and I like
you have to.
Just to hold them up.
She sleeps like on her tummy. I'm this big, obese, booby person, you know?
You got a fat chest.
Hold on. I got a big, obese, booby person.
Big, obese.
You big, obese, booby person.
Big, obese, boobies. You don't have an American flag shirt,
no,
so I can say the line.
You're a BOBP.
Oh wow. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know.
Big obese boobs on the big American flag shirt.
My dogs have never left because I made so much noise, and I did spend the night with a bunch of people in one room when we were filming, and we were all sleeping in.
Hang on, I'll get that music.
Yeah, for real.
Hang on, don't tell
it
yet.
It wasn't.
What was this, Kentucky Fried movie?
No, it was when we went down to film with Eric Roberts.
I'll pick it up for you. There it is.
The hotel reservation thing went bad, and we had a crazy person that ended up sleeping in our room.
It was Paige and Eric Roberts Rudolph. That's what she's
like. No. So I was in bed with two guys.
Hell yes.
What? Appropriate good. Music.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing.
Pick it up with two guys.
No. I'll be Eric Roberts.
Mm-hmm. He was with his wife.
Who's the other guy? I got to be one of the guys.
You're just one of the guys. You're a woman. Pretending
in the
to
bed,
be
the other guy was my friend woman. Chad and Ty.
We believe here as friends.
Chad and Ty?
Mm-hmm.
Are they hooking up?
No.
Okay. Well, in this story there.
It was Chad, me, and then Ty.
Is Chad and from the Orient, or is it...
She said his name was Chad Meat.
I thought it was Chad Ty.
I thought it was, Ty was happened. The second one. Chad Meat's the second
nothing
person.
Nothing happened, and then crazy girl was sleeping on the couch.
What do you consider nothing happening? Like, is there some of this going on, like hand stuff?
Nothing.
Digital manipulation?
Nothing. Yeah. Just, we were so tired.
Somebody grabbed somebody like a bowling ball?
Nothing.
Something's going to happen. I'm out of here.
I just said, okay, I need to rest my eyes because I'm so tired.
You're like, can I get some goggles? Anybody?
I need to sleep for a minute. Some please.
Don't you think Paige has to wear those? Like she puts those on.
She has to.
Like Shasha Gabor would wear.
A sleeping mask?
You have like, I know you don't smoke, but if you did, you'd have one of them long ass sticks to smoke it out of, like a
big misty stick.
I just adore the penthouse view. Don, and I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
That too was true.
I prefer Hustler myself.
So, nothing happened.
And she wants a mask full of nooks.
And then we went home the next day. We were just tired.
Something happened.
No.
There had to be some climaction.
Nothing.
Or that would not be a memory. If nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
I think nobody Chad Meats, whoever that is.
Nobody touched
it's Chad
me.
Ty.
No.
I think they were hooking up.
Highlight.
I just didn't want to say it.
No hooking.
I understand because the current culture, but it's still Pride Month.
No hooking. Nothing happened. Okay, so this study.
I say keep your pride going all year long. Don't just lose it. I mean, what is even... Well, you got Patriotism Month coming
up. All right, people who average at least one nightmare a week are three times more likely to die before they hit 70. And that is to die from a nightmare. A nightmare might kill you. And the study found in England that people who have a lot of nightmares are more likely to drop dead.
Well, they go to sleep watching BBC every night. I'd have nightmares too.
If you, I don't even get that channel.
And the ones who had nightmares at least once a week were three times more likely to die before the age of 70.
But
so if you're constantly having nightmares, you're getting medicine for it and you're not having them anymore.
Yes, but you're absolutely right, because you're keeping a dream journal specifically for some kind of study. Yep. So this is all tainted.
I stopped doing that because you're anticipating something to happen if you do that, and you're inviting it into your psyche.
Yes. Like,
and that's why I stopped.
I have, you know how people remote view? I've tried to manifest dreams. So I'd go to bed reading an adult magazine or, you know, watching... why did they call it Cinemax After Dark? Why didn't they just call it Climax?
Because nobody knew how to market.
No one knew. But nevertheless, but it wouldn't work. And I ended up having nightmare dreams where, like, devil was chasing me, or, you know.
You got to take a lot of melatonin before you go to sleep.
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Yeah. All right, Paige, that was...
I'm sorry.
That was good. That was good. All right. But what's going to be great, some might say the best, is coming up next. It might even
I don't know which one to tease. This is top to bottom the best one ever.
You know, I want to laugh. I want to cry. I want to feel something.
You will do both, and probably S your P's while you're sitting over there.
All right.
Just don't S mine.
No.
I got a daughter's appointment.
I want to S
I'd love to see
what
the podcast description or transcript says on that. Daughters. Daughters. I have a daughter's appointment. My daughter has an appointment. No, it's me. All right, we'll be back. Good morning.
Thank you. I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.